Welcome to Words and Pictures, the show about the narrative arts. I'm your host, S.W. Counser, and today we're talking about animation and community with artists from Oregon, California, and overseas, as well as a couple of festival founders. Marilyn Zornado is in the studio. She is producing a night of poetry and animation in honor of the 200th birthday of poet Walt Whitman. And she's joined by Ben Popp. Ben is the programmer for the Northwest Film Center, where the event Whitman at the Witzel is taking place. And just to make things interesting, we're also joined by two festival impresarios. Our good friend Sven Bonnickson is with us to talk about the last big hurrah of the Northwest Animation Festival. And Einar Baldwin will be on the phone talking about the Glass Animation Festival. That's coming up, but first, we'll get a chance to talk with Einar and Sven. But Walt Whitman, Marilyn, you've assembled quite the lineup of Northwest animators to pay tribute to the great American poet of the 19th century.
Yes, I'm really excited about this program. We have Joan Gratz, the Academy Award winner, will be has a film premiering at based on Walt Whitman's words, and Teresa Drilling, who has an Oscar Emmy winning animator, is also having a premiere at this using stop motion. And there's a couple of book artists from Portland. Barb Tettenbaum from Oregon College of Art and Craft has a film. And Kathy Keene, who's another book artist here in town, is doing her first film ever, will be at this festival. And there's also Deanna Morris. She just moved recently to Grants Pass and is a stellar animator, and she has a piece in the festival, too.
Now, when you say book artists, tell us what people can expect to see.
Well, they're working with printing techniques. So Barb Tettenbaum printed her animation on a Vandercook letterpress. So she set the type by hand, and she set ornaments, which are those little decorated pieces of type, and she then printed every frame. So it's kind of like slow motion animation. But the printing press works great for animation. Barb and I have made two other films on the printing press as a team, and this is Barb's first solo film.
And this is going to be a bit of a multimedia spectacular. You have people reading the poetry of Walt Whitman.
Yes. David Abel of Passages Bookshop has asked some poets to read between the films so that we'll have poetry being read and poetry being seen.
So give us a bit of a background about, for folks who, you know, may not be completely immersed in the poetry of Walt Whitman or who didn't pay attention in school, what's special about, what's really special about him in this age and in American history?
Well, Walt Whitman was, he was born in 1819, and his career he lived about, 18 years. And his work was very modern for the time. And he was actually had a lot of problems with people criticizing him. He was very open to different races. His sexual preferences are sort of mysterious. Some people have some ideas about that. And his poetry was very free and open. Like, this is the same time as Ralph Waldo Emerson. And so that's very structured poetry, and Walt's poetry was very free. And what I really love about him and what really drew me to his work is he worked as a typesetter. That's how he left school at age 12, and he set type for his young life. And that was called him an education at the time. I mean, you learned lettering upside down and backwards. And he printed, he worked on different newspapers. He was a printer's devil. He then owned some newspapers. He was an opera critic at one point. He would attend the opera every night and listen to famous opera singers. And he was very influenced by music. And for me, my first skills are as a calligrapher and book artist. And I came into animation later. And I just love the words that he uses. I mean, it works so well with the pen. Like his choice of words. And then the other thing I love about him is he had a lot of typos, which I also have in my life. So it makes me just very fond of his work.
So you found a bunch of animators and artists, book artists, who have found that Walt Whitman's poetry lends itself well to animation. Is this something that's a new discovery, or is this something that animators have been doing for a while now?
There aren't that many films that I could find that are based on Walt Whitman's poetry. And that's really a pretty small category of animation based on poetry. But I have put together with Barb Tettenbaum a couple of programs of book artists animating. And there have been like two at the College Book Arts Association and one at the Southern Graphics Conference that was here a few years ago. And we had about 60 films all using different kinds of printing processes like litho and letterpress and intaglio and screen printing for animation.
And Ben Pop, I was going to ask you about, so the programming here, tell us about this show and about where it fits in with the programming of the Northwest Film Center here, Whitman at the Witzel.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, having Marilyn, who's a legend here, who is a legend here in her own right, as a Northwest artist and filmmaker, who came to me with the program, you know, saying, hey, I think it was last year, and you were saying, let's do this. And it was like, definitely. Because, you know, beyond the idea of just the Northwest animators and filmmakers being represented, this idea, too, of a filmmaker or curator who is from the Northwest as well. So it's really nice because as part of the Northwest Tracking series where we promote Northwest filmmakers, we also can promote these filmmakers who are curators themselves too. So really opening up what that voice is to who filmmakers are, who they're influenced by, their loves, their you know, the things that they bring together as well. So it allows us to be that conduit for Northwest filmmakers, essentially. And so that's where this fits in wonderfully. And there's also going to be a expanded cinema performance at this thing too. So it's ending with a live 16mm projection performance as well as a 35mm loop onto some books.
Onto some books, you say?
Yeah, that's Devin DeMonte, who's going to be coming down from Olympia, who's part of this program. He's a master in the direct animation field, and so he's going to be, I think it's projecting onto a book, and then there's also a 35mm loop that he'll be projecting at the same time, and then I think there's a live reading that's happening with it.
And this is something that the Film Center, this is at the Portland Art Museum, something the Film Center has retained. It's retained its old analog technology, so you're not just playing digital cinema packages. You're playing stuff on, you know, good old film that you can hold up to the light and look through and do crazy stuff with.
Yeah, and that's what's really great about this program in particular. It's going to have that nice mix of analog and digital, combined with this idea of printing of books, live reading. So it's a nice, well-rounded program, for sure.
Okay, Marilyn, so give us a little rundown again, a little bit more of a detailed rundown of some of the animators who will be participating in Whitman at the Witzel.
So we have Joan Gratz. She did a piece that's a clay painting combined with After Effects. So she won an Oscar for her film Mona Lisa Descending a Staircase, and she's been she graciously accepted a Whitman poem, and so hers is Under the Sea. So she took live footage, and she managed it in After Effects, and she combined it with clay painting. So it's very beautiful. We also have Deanna Morris. She's moved to Grants Pass. Her film is called The Gift, and that is she worked with her nieces. The youngest contributor to her film was age 6, and they not only did the artwork for the film, but they also did some of the voiceover. It's really quite darling. There's another piece by Teresa Drilling, who is a stop-motion animator, long time at the Vinton Studio, and then was at Leica, and she's doing stop motion outside. So she's taken different props and she has them happening in the landscape. But she has to shoot between rain showers, so it's
the Northwest. Yeah, it's the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, but it's very beautiful and experimental and sort of like the Quay Brothers, but outside and with green grass. So it's quite beautiful.
And Whitman himself was fascinated with the West, but the West back in the 19th century was a different place. And you know, I don't know if he was a person who spent much time in the Pacific Northwest at all. I'm going to assume he was more um, he was he was more in the mountains of what we would think of today as the Midwest or the Appalachians.
Yeah, and he grew up around New York. I mean, right. He was in that area, but it was much wilder then in 1819. And he loved nature, and that's sort of my favorite part of his work. But he has so many poems. He has such a huge range. But he loved the sea. He loved ships. He loved the outdoors. He loved people. He was just and such an enthusiast, you know, in a time where there's a lot of, you know, things to be sad about. And even in his own time, there was a lot. He was an abolitionist, and he worked to end slavery.
He was a nurse in the Civil War. Is that correct?
Yeah, he worked. He wasn't a real, but he worked in the hospitals during the Civil War. And he did something that was really beautiful. He would be with these soldiers who were dying, and then he would write letters to their family, you know, sort of about their, you know, if they wanted to send messages to their family, or that he died, their soldier died peacefully, and stuff that would really, you know, bring calm to the family, thinking about their beloved.
Wow, what a great place for a poet to do his work. Okay, so the Whitman at the Witzel is a tribute to the 200th birthday of poet Walt Whitman, and give us the when and the where.
It'll be at the Witzel Theater, which is located in the Art Museum, and it's next Thursday. That's May 30th. And it's at 7 p.m. There's a reception at 6 p.m., so please join us for that before. And hopefully David Abel will bring some books from Passages Bookshop. He's a huge Whitman fan and has some really interesting books about Whitman and some things that were printed sort of contemporary with him.
Well, thank you, Marilyn Zernato, Ben Pop, for talking about Walt Whitman in terms of animation coming up at the Witzel Auditorium at the Portland Art Museum. We're going to talk in just a moment with Einar Baldwin and Sven Bonnichsen about some animation festivals coming to town. But first, I want to talk really quickly with Tariq Munaib, who is on the line. He has a film coming up that's going to be screening in various theaters around town. Tariq, can you welcome? I understand you're calling in from Switzerland.
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So tell us about the screening that's going to be going around on around the country. This is a Muslim man talks to the world about his travels. What can people expect from the screening?
We went around the United States just randomly approaching people that had concerns about the Middle East and Muslims, and if they did, we offered them a free trip to Egypt. So it was really fascinating, the whole journey, and then actually seeing those people go to Egypt and go through this amazing transformative journey, and not just them, but also the Egyptians. So we're going to be showing the film on June 12th across the United States in 500 theaters. And then it's actually going to be followed by a panel discussion from Washington, D.C., with congressmen and people from all sorts of religious and political views, united in one thing, and that's how to bring more listening and kindness to the world.
So tell us where people can find out more about where to see this film. I understand there are two or three cinemas in Portland that will be screening it.
Yes, exactly. So you can go to our website called freetriptoegypt.com, one word, or you can find us on the Fathom Events page. And there's three in Portland. There's one in Beaverton. There's one, there's a few in your neighborhood.
And there will be some Q&A happening after the screenings, at the end of the screenings. Is that correct? What can people expect?
So basically, we're working with actually 30 national organizations in the United States that want to see more listening and kindness in the world, from the Listen First Project to National Conversation Project. And different groups are going to be in the theaters. So afterwards, they'll tell people about what other organizations or events are happening in their area, and what we can all do to continue bringing more listening and kindness to the world. And that's part of what we're calling the Pledge to Listen movement, which was inspired by the film and the amazing dialogue and connections that actually happened.
Thank you. So once again, give us the website and the date that this will be happening, this film that's going to be about your travels and your introduction of the Muslim faith to folks around the country and around the world.
It's called freetriptoegypt.com. freetriptoegypt.com, one word, and the whole event is happening on June 12th.
Tariq Munib, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Words and Pictures. I'm SW Conser. And in just a moment, we're going to have Einar Balvin. He's the co-founder of the Glass Animation Festival, and Sven Bonnichsen, the Northwest Animation Festival. First, we have a clip for you from a film that you might be able to see this coming weekend, in fact.
I suppose puppet making often begins by just gathering stuff. Like materials that I find attractive, you know, like wood and sticks and wire and leaves and flowers and petals, like bits of broken electronics and like things that have already had a life or are lovely to have in puppets. And then from there you just start improvising, you know, it's like making music, you just see where it leads you. I stick and sculpt and keep scraping and putting things together and shaping things, and then suddenly what was just stuff becomes this character staring back at you. And what I love about stop-motion puppets is that they have this inherent sadness about them. They're like little actors that only ever get to play one role. Everything they do is their swan song. You know, they have a tiny little...
A heartfelt tribute to stop-motion animation, one of the stocks in trade that we have here in Portland. And Sven Bonnichsen is joining us again in the studio. Sven, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Conch, I'm delighted to be here.
And you have put together this festival for years and years and years called the Northwest Animation Festival. It became the biggest animation festival in the country, right? And now you're going out with a bang.
Oh, absolutely. Tomorrow, we're going to have the best of the best at our farewell show. We've got 14 films where I crunched the numbers, and these are the ones that the audience loved. And I'm looking around at this radio interview you're doing right now, and we have accidentally had an amazing moment happen here. We have three generations of Portland Animation Festivals right here, right now. In 2007, the largest animation festival that the United States had ever seen was the Platform International Animation Festival, which Marilyn Zornato was the person here on the ground who made it happen. We had Irene Kotz-Lars bringing this in from Cartoon Network and had the vision, but Marilyn really made this incredible thing happen. And that was part of what inspired me to put on the past 8 years of the Northwest Animation Festival. And I'm bringing in as the people who will replace me, the Glass Animation Festival, Jeanette Bonds and Einar Balvin. They have now what I think is just the most vibrant and incredible animation festival going on in the USA, and so to see these three generations passing the torch from one to the next in this city is just so incredible to me. What a magical moment you've accidentally pulled together here on air.
Well, Jeanette Bonds is in the air, wending her way from the East Bay to Portland, even as we speak. And her co-founder of the Glass Animation Festival, that's GLAS, I'll point out, Einar Balvin is on the line. Einar, it's fantastic to have you here with us.
Hi, happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about, this has been Glass Animation Festival. You've been doing this for about the past 3 or 4 years, and it has been a total seat of your pants bootstrap effort to include indie animation from around the country, around the world. And somehow you've been pulling it off, and now you're bringing it to our town.
Yeah, we started it. We just finished our fourth edition up in Berkeley, which is where we have the festival every year. And it started just with Jeanette and I essentially doing everything, mostly Jeanette doing the planning, and then me helping running it and putting together technical stuff. So it started, and then we had people we know, and surprisingly, local people, and then people traveling from LA to come to the first edition. And then after the first one, it really just kind of blew up, and it's been essentially doubling in attendance every year since, which is we're very grateful for, and it's been kind of a mind-blowing experience, especially this last year, because we had so many filmmakers flying in from Europe who had films in Europe and Japan, flying over to attend the festival. So it's really building up to that international feel that you would have at places like Ottawa or Annecy or Zagreb, which is something that we were initially inspired by, because we were all filmmakers and we'd been traveling around with our films. And it's been quite enjoyable.
Well, personally, I know many international animators who work in the Bay Area. It's become quite a magnet for talent, and the fact that they haven't had a dedicated festival for independent animation from all over the world until now is kind of mind blowing. So you are really filling a groove there. And like I said, growing fast. Any growing pains? Are you looking for people to help sponsor? Are you all quitting your day jobs? How's everything going?
Well, Jeanette does it full time. I'm mostly an independent animator and a writer, and then I do freelance animation. So she is like full time doing the festival, and so that's that. Of course, I mean, we're always looking for sponsors, because everything depends. Well, it depends on the attendance, people who buy passes, and then sponsors, because we don't have any, like, unlike over in Europe, there's no government funding for festivals, which makes it tricky and it makes it more volatile. But we've been lucky enough to have some of the biggest animation studios fund us, and you know, places like Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network and Disney, and actually Pixar started funding us last year, and so that adds up, and that helps us make it possible.
Yeah, you grew up in Iceland, so you kind of cut your teeth on government-funded arts that is not such a thing right now in the U.S., certainly. And we have other things that that we believe in funding that we won't. We could do a whole show about the politics of what gets funded in this country. But I want to focus on what you're bringing to Portland this weekend, what Jeanette is going to bring here. Now, there's going to be a number of short films. There's going to be some folks who are showing up giving presentations. What are some of the highlights?
Well, yeah, first of all, I just want to thank Sven for inviting us over.
Yes, Sven.
It's great.
I'm delighted to have you.
Thank you. And I wish I could be there, but the program is super exciting. And Jeanette and Sean, who is the president of our board, who also helps us run it every year, put together a lot of the programming. We have some exciting things this week, and the most exciting thing is what we have is the Best of Glass 1 or 2, which is two programs we put together with the highlights from this year's festival. So those are both award winners and audience favorites, and then some personal favorites of ours that we put in. So that should really represent some of the most exciting stuff that's happening in independent animation from all over the world today, and films that have been really doing well on the festival circuit. And they're exciting. And what's always the case with independent animation is that they're also all very different, from the way they look to what they're about to how they feel. And then we have so those play on Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. each of those. So definitely recommend those. And then we have a program of American independent animation, which is a thing that we always try to highlight, because that's the thing, to go back to the comparing it to Europe. There's no film funds really here in the same sense. the American animation, independent animation, tends to be like super independent and mostly just purely creator driven. And so we're putting together a program of American independent shorts, which we define as something that's made out of school and without any commercial backing. That is a very exciting and interesting program of stuff that you wouldn't normally associate with American animation, because unfortunately what people think of as American animation is what the big studios put out, and that kind of tends to drown everything, at least in the public consensus. So that would be a chance on Saturday at 9 to check that out. And then we have also a George Swiskabel retrospective. He's a Swiss animator, one of the great animation masters of all time, who's still doing animation. And he does these painted films, these highly complicated experimental films. And we were lucky enough to have him come to Glass a couple of years ago, where he presented his work. So this is that retrospective. So that's on Sunday at 3 p.m. You can see all this program at thehollywoodtheater.org, which is where it's taking place. And then we also have a family program, which is what we had in our family program from Glass, like the best of that.
A little bit more accessible, yep.
Yeah, so that's essentially international independent animated shorts that are being made for a family audience.
So, Sven Bonnichsen, you are dovetailing the best of the Northwest Animation Festival, and this is the best of 8 years' worth of screenings, with the Glass events as well. And tell us about some of the special events that will be happening.
Oh, yeah. The Northwest Animation Festival has been going on for 8 years. We're going to do the very best of the of those 8 years as a way of handing the torch to Glass, because Portland has grown to understand and love just how incredible short films are, the variety of all the different methods and all the different stories. And rather than let that crash, I wanted to make sure that we brought in someone else to take over the mantle of doing that. And I think Glass are the folks who can do it. So we're going to have a Glass Animation Weekend where we have the farewell show on Friday night, and then on Saturday and Sunday, Glass is going to do 6 different shows, and we've got after parties. Pig Squad, which is the Portland Independent Gaming Squad, is going to have a whole exhibition of independently made video games right across the street. They can just walk over and play animation in motion, interactive. And then we also have a SIFA Portland on Saturday night giving light boxes to people so they can try making animation themselves. And it's, you don't know have to know how to draw. They'll give you cards and you just make wiggles, and it is crazy and fun. And so it's a whole experience, and you can drop in for just one show, or you can get the whole extravaganza. And I really wanted the fans who have been coming to the Northwest Animation Festival to have something more that would keep on going.
And if this is successful this year, we're hoping that Glass will come back again.
Things are looking very good. I've been watching the ticket sales. I know that the farewell show tomorrow, it looks like we're going to sell out the 7 p.m. show before the doors open, but there's also a 9:30 screening, which is a repeat, and so there's still time to get your tickets. And if you come at 9:30, you have a good chance of just being able to walk up and get into the show.
So this is GLAS once again. How can folks find out more about what's going on this weekend?
Go to the Hollywood Theater's website. It's right there in ticketing, easy to find. Or you can go to www.nwanimationfest.com. And we have all the details about the different films, the films from Russia and Argentina and France and just all over the world, these wonderful films that folks can come and see.
Well, you've been listening to Words and Pictures today. I'm SW Conser. Thanks to all of our guests, Marilyn Zernado, Ben Pop, Tariq Munib, Einar Baldwin, and Sven Bonnichsen. And thanks also to the Oregon Media Production Association for their support and collaboration. And thanks to all our listeners on the radio dial and the web. The audio for this show will be available later today on our archive page, kboo.fm/wordsandpictures. And you can keep up with us on Twitter, at Words and Picture.